Simeon, das sind vier Jungs, und zwar Alex, James, Jazz und Simon. Die vier wohnen inzwischen in Manchester und haben sich so gefunden, dass Alex, James und Jazz haben eigentlich eher so elektronische Ambient-Musik gemacht. Simon war dann eher so der Singer-Songwriter-Typ. Ja, und wie sie sich gefunden haben, das erzählen die Jungs am besten euch mal selbst.
Alex and Jazz know each other from school, and then they met James in Manchester just through college and through the music scene up there, and they started making music together and building a studio together called Trial and Error Studios, and they sort of were mainly doing electronic instrumental, sort of quite soundtracky stuff, and I was at the same time in Bristol doing stuff on my own, sort of more guitar-based songwritery stuff. And while I was looking for like a band and people who were good at working in the studio, and they were looking for someone who could like move their sound more towards songs and lyrics and singing and things like that. So we heard each other's tapes, and I went up to Manchester to meet them basically, and went straight into the studio, and we just started recording just to see how it would work, and it did work really well. And managed to get a track done the first day we met, and from then on we used to just go up at weekends and holidays and things, and just, and those times would be really sort of intensive periods of recording, and that was the sort of time when we made the album and things like that. So it was all recorded at home really, and before we'd sort of properly got a deal or anything like that. It was us sort of discovering what we could do. We quite luckily timed meeting each other at a time when we were both had our sound sort of together, and we knew what we wanted to do, and we were both sort of playing it to various people and saying, what do you think of this? So it was just really lucky that we sort of met at a time when we were sort of ready to take it a stage further.
It's weird when we actually met up, although Simon was doing quite obviously quite different stuff to us because it was all based on guitar, and we were kind of making clicky electronic music, like both of us had a very similar attitude towards music, because although we were making electronic music, we all come from backgrounds of like loving songs and stuff like that. And Simon, although he was writing stuff on guitar, he like was really into Autechre and sort of electronica and stuff like that. So it was really, we had the same attitude towards making music, although we were sort of doing completely different things. So it was really cool. Like when we met, it was just like instant sort of chemistry between us.
Ja, sofort hat die Chemie gestimmt bei den Jungs von Simeon. Ihr Album Chemistry is What We Are haben sie eben schon erwähnt, im eigenen Studio aufgenommen und auch bevor sie überhaupt einen Platten-Deal hatten.
We were kind of sort of recording and sort of trying to make stuff for a while, so we kind of got our head around our equipment. But our equipment is pretty simple really, you know, it's basically just based around a computer. And yeah, so, you know, and we're not too sort of really precious about it all. We just kind of get on and record it, and, you know, it just seems to come out pretty well, really. So we're quite lucky in that respect. We don't have to spend hours labouring and slaving over a hot computer.
And quite a lot of the methods we used were not proper studio methods. Like, we used just cheap mics or things we bought in car boot sales or whatever. But at the end of the day, when you build them in the computer, they sound all right, and that's all we worried about, really. If we'd done it in the studio with an engineer, then we probably wouldn't have gotten away with the roughness of a lot of it. But the way it happened, it just led a sort of a vibe and a feeling to the whole record.
It's like if you've got a kind of idea or a vision of how you want it to sound, you don't really need sort of super high-end expensive equipment. You can get pretty near it, really, if you know your equipment.
When you've got your own studio, you haven't got the pressure, so you can just experiment and try different things out, and, you know, go down routes that might not necessarily work, but, you know, it doesn't matter because, you know, you've had the chance to try them.
We were really sort of keen to keep that kind of sort of warm and slightly human element in it, and I suppose a lot of that also comes from just keeping some of the kind of accidents and the mistakes and stuff in there as well, you know, just to make it not sterile and polished and finished, you know. And so that's why, another reason why we record really quickly, and
you know, what sort of, why we're, you know, keen to do it ourselves, really.
Ja, billige Mikrofone, viel rumexperimentieren und Zeit haben bei der ganzen Sache macht also auch irgendwie den Charme des Albums aus, welches dann auch sehr roh und unsteril klingt auf der anderen Seite, aber auf der anderen Seite auch wiederum sehr ausgefeilt, muss man sagen. Die Einflüsse, die Simeon haben, sind natürlich immens.
All of us have been influenced by so much stuff, like, you know, all sorts from 60s psychedelia to like old electronic stuff to kind of weird wonky jazz like Sun Ra and Art Ensemble of Chicago, like to old songwriter Syd Barrett, all that kind of stuff. But what we really wanted to do was like just take all these things and just put them together without really worrying about what was going to come out. And so we definitely didn't really want to fit in with any one particular sort of genre or kind of, I don't know, idea of a certain type of music. We just wanted to, you know, make tracks and just see where they went and sort of push it wherever it was going to go. So, like, to be honest, when we got together, it wasn't a band thing at all. It was really just us seeing what we could do with the kind of limited means that we had. So I don't think we really had an idea of exactly what it was going to be. We just wanted to see what we were going to get.
Ja, die Jungs von Simeon sind richtige Nerds, glaube ich, fahren den ganzen Tag im Plattenladen und suchen nach Raritäten und ziehen für sich so das Beste raus aus den Platten für ihre Songs. Hier noch ein Song von Simeon, bevor es gleich weitergeht mit dem Interview, und zwar Chambers.
Thank you.
Simeon haben mal für einen englischen Radiosender ein DJ-Set aufgenommen, wo sie auch so ein bisschen so ihre ganzen Einflüsse wie Sun Ra und ähnliches sozusagen gespielt haben. Was ein bisschen verwundert ist, dass bei diesem DJ-Set, Radio Simeon heißt das Ganze, Syd Barrett oder auch früher Pink Floyd total fehlen, was irgendwie ja doch ein großer Einfluss von der Band ist, ganz offensichtlich. Dafür aber dann Acts oder Bands wie Black Sabbath und Pantera dort zu finden sind. Und das war doch irgendwie ziemlich merkwürdig, fand ich.
Originally we did a show on a radio station in England, and we put that together as a sort of a mix of stuff we listened to and stuff that just would surprise people, and just it was good fun, you know. We wanted it to like people to sort of be shocked by it, and since then it's been pressed up and used as a promotional tool. We didn't know it was going to be. It was just something we did as a laugh, basically. But yeah, we listened to all sorts of stuff like Black Sabbath, we really just like, and just, yeah, it's just.
Like with Pantera, that was more just because we really like quite a lot of sort of hard electro stuff, and it's just that it's quite funny how sort of a group of four guys like that can make really, it's almost like
machine
music, you know, and it's, you know, it's like
all
just kinds
extreme,
of music.
Yeah. Quite like just extremes of music, yeah. Like the most heavy thing and the most ambient thing, and it's like an archetype of like a type of noise. We just like different noises, so.
And it's just that there's good bits in all genres across the board. You know what I mean? There's sort of valid sort of things in every kind of music, from weird stuff up to like modern pop music. But we didn't want to just put the obvious. You know, obviously we could have just done a tape full of 60s psych and, you know, Pink Floyd and all that kind of stuff.
I've never listened to Pink Floyd. I haven't heard most of it. Although our music is very sort of, people can see the influence in there, it's not that strong really. It's more second hand, I think.
Yeah.
It's more about the ideas that we're using rather than the actual, because like, I've never listened to Pink Floyd.
You know, like if you think about the stuff that we listen to on the bus, it's just like the kind of music that I'd imagine people would listen to it and think, oh, that can't possibly get into your music, because it, do you know what I mean, it doesn't sound the same. But you just take weird little elements out of it and little things that you like and put it into the music, and they kind of filter through in a sort of not too obvious way. I suppose
Pink Floyd were like kind of, you know, British, you know, middle class lads making kind of their approximation of you know, West Coast American psych at the time anyway. So I suppose in a way we're at a similar reference point, I suppose. But, you know, like Simon says, we didn't really listen to a lot of Pink Floyd when we made the record.
Also bei Pink Floyd wird nochmal ein bisschen abgelästert hier gerade. Was sicherlich ein Einfluss ist bei Simeon, sind die Silver Apples zum Teil. Silver Apples, eine Band aus New York, Ende der 60er, wo, das war ein Duo, wo einer der Menschen Simeon heißt, mit Vornamen, also Simeon geschrieben, und frage halt an die Band, ob der Name Simeon irgendwas mit dem Simeon von den Silver Apples zu tun hat.
Simeon was like a name that I was using when I was just doing stuff on my own, just used it just because it sort of stood for how we wrote songs and made music, and didn't worry about it at all, just tried to let it just be really natural, like ape-like, you know what I mean, sort of primitive man. And at the same time, the other three were using the name Trial and Error, which is pretty much sums up the same sort of way of making music, so we just stuck with the name. And we only found out about Silver Apples afterwards, really. We'd never heard the Silver Apples, and we bought their album and saw they had this machine called Simeon. We were like, "Were we?"
Also mit den Silver Apples hat der Name nichts zu tun. Frage noch bezüglich der Cover. Auf den Covern der Platten von Simeon gibt es immer sehr schöne Bilder von so hybriden Tieren. Da gibt es also, was ich, einen Hund mit einem Schafskopf und ähnliche Dinge. Und ja, Frage an die Band, wo sie diese Bilder eigentlich her haben.
They're actually by a German artist from Cologne called Thomas Grunfeld, and he's responsible for actually making them and putting them together. But when we were looking for artwork for the album and for everything, we came across them because we were already looking at the sort of area of stuffed animals, and they just came across us, and we were just really struck by how sort of, you know, striking they are, both visually and sort of with all the ideas behind them about making, about genetics and about making mutants, and all the sort of bad press that mutants have got, but yet he's managed to make something quite sort of pleasant and like attractive, and they look quite natural. You could imagine them walking around in a forest somewhere. I really like that idea, and sort of really like the way that sort of corresponds with our music in a little way, in that our music's got a lot of influences that don't normally sit together very comfortably, but we like to think that one of our main goals in music is to sort of make different influences sit together and sort of be happy together, yeah.
Ja, Simeon, sehr nette Jungs und eine Band mit einem eigentlich ganz guten Konzept, wie ich finde, und mit vor allen Dingen hervorragender Musik.